It's a typical Tuesday morning in Yarmouth Port, and the waiting room is packed. At the Allergy and Asthma Center, people are clutching packs of Allegra, seeking relief. Anthony Levati is here for his first allergy shot.
Probably like 2 years ago, I noticed my eyes would just itch a lot during school.
Levati was 13 when it started. His eyes would swell up during soccer practice, and he couldn't concentrate in class. It turns out he's severely allergic to springtime pollen, trees, and grasses. Levati is getting started on an intensive course of allergy shots that will go on for 5 years. It's a big investment of time and money. But as climate change makes allergies worse, it could be the one thing that puts an end to his suffering in the long term. I asked Levati if he knew how climate change was impacting his allergies.
I mean, I don't know that much about climate change, but I know enough to see like how that could affect it. I noticed it's been really rainy. I feel like everything got a lot greener sooner. Did you notice that? Is that true?
That's exactly right.
Temperatures are getting warmer, and so you have the onset of spring happening earlier and earlier.
Christina Stinson is a plant ecologist at UMass Amherst. She studies how greenhouse gases affect allergenic plants.
The more carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere, what some plants do is they use that extra carbon dioxide to make flowers. And flowers are the things that make pollen.
So the more carbon dioxide we put out there from driving cars and burning gas and coal, the more tree and ragweed and grass pollen ends up in the air. And the warmer it gets, the longer that pollen season lasts. There's also another effect. Warmer air traps smog and pollution, and that air pollution irritates our noses and throats. It makes our immune systems even more prone to allergies and asthma attacks. And more heat and rain creates more opportunities for mold and fungi, which are also allergens. In Cape Cod, there's an order to the allergy season.
In terms of seasonal allergens, the most common ones are birch, oak, and hickory pollen in the spring. Grass pollen is from mid-April through June. And then ragweed and other weed pollen start in late August and extend into the frost.
Dr. Paul Sclareux is an allergist and owner of the Asthma and Allergy Centers of Cape Cod. He says that the best thing you can do is to try and keep the pollen out of your system.
The most important things are to do what you can to minimize your exposure to pollen. I know that's not particularly easy, but there are things you can do, like keeping your windows closed at home, using an air conditioner at home. And then the other thing that I think is useful is to take a shower and rinse your hair off before you go to bed.
But you can't hide indoors from mid-April through the frost. So Dr. Sclareux also recommends medications and nasal sprays. And he also supports trying alternative approaches like raw honey and neti pots. And if it's dire, like it is for Anthony Levati, you can get immunotherapy. It's a long-term course of allergy shots that trains your body to stop reacting to the pollen.
So we're going to give you your first shot. We're going to go to the right arm.
The shot is over in seconds, and then we're back in the waiting room, sticking around to make sure that he doesn't have a bad reaction.
So how old will you be when you're done getting your shots?
20. I think it'll be worth it, though, because it like just makes you not allergic to it at all, so I'm not going to have to deal with it for the rest of my life.
Levati is excited to get his driver's license next year, and he wants to go to college in Hawaii. He can't stop the sea level from rising or the beaches from eroding. But if he stays the course, then at least he might not have to worry about climate change and allergies in the future. For WCAI, I'm Ping Huang, Yarmouth Port.